Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, happy Freedom Friday to everybody out there across the Treasure State. Some call it Big Sky Country, but then, of course, they want to, you know, cover up the big sky with all those ugly wind farms and everything. But we'll call it the Treasure State because we want to make mining in Montana great again. We want to make our timber industry in Montana great again. Apparently, there's a meeting. Did Bruce Vincent speak yesterday or is he speaking today? I got a nice email from the Disney family in Libby. Anyway, as you can see, a lot to talk about here on this Freedom Friday. We're taking your phone calls and more. Plus, our good friend George Blackard is, after moving to Texas, he's back home in Montana for a little while at least. So we're going to take as much of his time as we can. George, good to see you once again.
Well, good morning. Yeah, it's great to be back 2 weeks in a row. I tell you, I was really missing this. You know, this is a incredible privilege to be able to do something like this. And it's one that we have in our country. Because our country is that great. We can talk about things we believe in. We can give our opinions. We can do all that stuff. And it should be without fear of reprisal from those who disagree with you. That's not always the case. But it's a great country. I wouldn't live anywhere else in the world. We're not perfect. No country is perfect, but I tell you what, we got a leg up on most of them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, in fact, you and I were talking about this off air last week, how fun it was to have you back last week, and just how therapeutic it can be to just yes. have a microphone, to just be able to say, you know, God dang it, or as that VA secretary would say, dad gummit, this is what I think about what's going on right now. And it's always amazing to me because you don't know the difference that one phone call can make, especially into a show like this. I had a guy last week on the show. He called in, and it was kind of a random phone call, but he was, you know, raising concerns with a particular bill in the Montana legislature. He texted me later that day. He said, the moment I got off the phone with your show, the lawmaker who authored that bill was calling me to hear more about what my concerns were,
right,
to try to address my concerns.
So people listen to this show.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But even if nobody was listening, I mean, just here to be with friends and, you know, fellow like-minded individuals across Montana to say, hey, this is something that concerns me. This is what I think we can do about it. Man, it can be pretty therapeutic, especially all the stupidity we've seen in the last 4 years.
It really can. And, you know, since being on here, the number of letters I write has gone down drastically. That's kind of a joke around my group. George is writing a letter, you know, so it's, or somebody will say, why don't you write a letter about that?
Yeah, you know? Well, because you'd see something that was going wrong in the VA or a veteran that wasn't, you know, being treated the way they should be treated. So I'm going to send off a letter to our congressional delegation or whoever needs to get the letter.
Exactly. And, you know, I encourage everybody to do that because sometimes people do look and listen to that stuff. So you never know what kind of difference you can make.
I got a great letter. Well, actually, it's a message. I got a great message from Tammy in Kalispell. I don't know if you saw this, George, but California Governor Gavin Newsom did a sit-down interview with Charlie Kirk, and he's trying to do a little about-face, to use a military term, on the radical transgender agenda and more. So we'll get to Tammy's message right after this.
In the fast lane. The first time in his career, Christopher Bell became a back-to-back winner in the NASCAR Cup Series.
And that is going to do it. Christopher Bell goes back-to-back Super Speedway road course winner.
That was courtesy of Fox as Bell claimed victory in the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at the Circuit of the Americas. It was Bell's first win at the Texas road course and came 1 week after he was victorious in the Ambetter Health 400. Bell held off William Byron and Tyler Reddick for his 11th career win. The Cup Series now heads to Phoenix Raceway on Sunday for the Shriners Children's 500, with race time scheduled for 3:30 Eastern on Fox Sports 1. Chase Briscoe heads into the race, tied for 14th in the season standings after receiving good news earlier in the week, after NASCAR said the number 19 Toyota had a modified spoiler during the Daytona 500 time trials. The National Motorsports Appeals Panel overturned the penalty, and Briscoe had 100 points and 10 playoff points restored. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Hey, if you are in Glendive or Eastern Montana, I'm looking forward to seeing you Friday night. Such an honor. I'll get to speak at the Dawson County Lake and Reagan Dinner, so I hope to see you there. But even if you're in Kalispell, Missoula, or anywhere in between, I hope to hear from you Friday morning. We're going to do an Open Lines Friday. That's the plan for now, at least, on Friday's Montana Talks, taking you statewide so you can be heard statewide. Montana Talks right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
There are some rules you must adhere to when it comes to having a home office. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
If you have a home office, the space has to be used exclusively for work purposes. CPA and tax attorney Alan J. Strauss says,
you're using a spare bedroom as your home office, and occasionally your mother-in-law comes to visit and sleeps in the bedroom, that disqualifies the place as your home office.
The other requirement
is that it has to be used predominantly as your home office. You don't have any other space to use.
Now the IRS offers a simplified method where you can deduct a flat rate per square foot, but it's only available for self-employed individuals. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You like that new Mondakistan one?
You're working that in there every chance you get.
Yeah, great job by our producer, Caden, whipping that one, that new one up for us here. We had to kind of change things up, and so it's a constant work in progress. But, yeah, but no, that's a fun one because I don't even know. Tim and Savage, you know, that whole liner was built for Tim in Mondakistan out there on the Montana-North Dakota border. But sometimes he has to catch us on the podcast later in the day. But he's the guy. He will go back and listen to the entire show if he missed a second of it. And I'll see him tonight at the Dawson County Lincoln Reagan dinner. So that's going to be fun. All right. So Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he went on and did an interview with Charlie Kirk, the great conservative commentator Charlie Kirk, and now he's trying to do an about-face on the radical transgender agenda, specifically when it comes to men and women sports. So he had some comments where he's trying to make it look like he's more moderate now. Anyway, Tammy in Kalispell said this about Gavin Newsom and how he's going to try to pretend to be moderate. Tammy says, I worked in California in 2020. Thanks to Gavin and the Democrats, the state wasn't just locked down. The city I worked in required proof to leave the house and drive anywhere. Meanwhile, BLM was allowed to march through our neighborhoods. To my fellow Montanans, if you thought Steve Bullock was bad, Gavin Newsom is 1,000 times worse. Don't believe anything he says. So
there you go. Yeah, he blows with the political winds a lot of times, and especially now, you're seeing not just him, but a lot of Democrats that are starting to be more moderate. They're starting to jump in and support Trump publicly because they know that America wanted a lot of this change, and if they keep going the old route, they're probably not going to get reelected again. So they're going to at least ride the fence the best they can until the time gets here and then commit, maybe, possibly.
You talked about how Gavin Newsom just tries to blow with the political winds. His hair never changes, though, no matter what those political winds might be. He wants to have his perfect little pretty hair, dude.
I guarantee you he was getting haircuts during COVID.
Well, we know not only that, but he was shutting down restaurants, but somehow still showed up at the very fancy French laundry place to have a nice little restaurant for himself.
Yes. Yeah, people have forgotten about a lot of this, Aaron, that Americans have a very short memory span, and Nancy Pelosi, she was getting her hair done. All these people that told us we had to stay inside were out there doing whatever they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. And I'm not saying that being locked up or not, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about those that make rules for me, but not for thee, or rules for thee, but not for me. There you go.
Yeah.
And we got to watch that stuff. We really do.
Well, and you talk about Americans having, and voters in particularly, having short memories. Gala, carton of eggs is the best way to make that point, because, you know, I was talking with our friend Becky Hillier earlier, and she shared a funny meme on Facebook, and it said, you won't know, I won't tell you if I won the lottery, but there will be signs. And then it was like a carton of eggs, you know?
Yeah.
and she was saying it wasn't a political post, but people made it political. They're right. Like, oh, well, you can thank your MAGA buddies and Donald Trump for the price of eggs. The price of eggs were already skyrocketing last year.
It was $8 before Donald Trump ever took office.
Yeah.
And the Democrats, the day after he's sworn in, grocery prices have not come down. They haven't come down. See? You know, and the
local TV stations here in Montana are like, hey, let's go do a man on the street interview to ask Montanans what they think tariffs are going to do to grocery prices. How come you didn't ask them what John Tester and Joe Biden did to their grocery prices? But now, even though all the inflation is what we inherited from Joe Biden, you want them to blame Donald Trump for it.
Right.
All, huh?
You remember every year during Biden's administration or his term, during the 4th of July, they would come out and say, you know, the cost of a backyard barbecue has gone down 37 cents or whatever. And I'm looking at that going, no, it hasn't. And that's easily disproven. But what they would do is, well, we're not having meat this year. You know, we don't have hamburgers or hot dogs, but we went with a healthier option. But it's cheaper than it was last year.
That reminds me of when the Flathead County Democrats had their big dinner, and it was a vegan dinner. And then they brought in the gun control guy to be their keynote speaker. It's like, well, I guess you guys don't want to win elections. So have fun at your little dinner. Let's go to Ty in Billings, first up on the phone lines. Ty, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. I was curious your opinion. Do you think it's wise or even beneficial to put guys like Newsom on conservative platforms? Like, should he even get to talk with Charlie Kirk and say ridiculous things that he doesn't actually believe? I didn't see the interview. Did Charlie Kirk hold him accountable, push back?
Oh, yeah, I think, I haven't watched the whole thing, but there's another story that I've got here with Charlie Kirk where he was basically calling out Gavin Newsom. Well, wait a minute. You have men competing in girls' sports right now, so why don't you stop it? And then he also held his feet to the fire on, hey, you are basically punishing parents, and you are shielding information from parents, and you've got schools that are trying to basically, you know, gender transition the kids in the, you know, behind the parents' back. So I haven't seen the whole interview, but it sure looks like he did that.
You know, that's good. Go on,
excuse
about that. Thank you.
Hey, no, thank you. Yeah, George, your thoughts before we go to the break. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think if you don't know where he stands before he does the interview, you might get a skewed opinion of him. But, you know, do a little research and you can tell that he's a chameleon.
Yeah, chameleon. And some people fall for it, just like they'd fall for another fake, phony moderate that tries to reappear in a couple years here in Montana. Taking your phone calls and more back after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
AI has already arrived in the economy, as many of us know from first-hand experience. It appears to be arriving in the job market in ways that not everyone has appreciated, because the job growth experienced by the economy in the last 18 months has become a lot more hollow than it was earlier in the post-COVID expansion. Higher-paying manufacturing, corporate, finance, and information jobs made up about a quarter of all net new jobs created in the national economy up through mid-2023. But since that time, hiring has basically stopped. In the last 18 months, 20% of net new jobs have been government jobs, especially local government. The pattern's consistent with the individual stories of big tech companies like Meta, which have made significant headcount reductions and say they are planning more. Those same companies are announcing huge spending on data centers to serve the demands of AI. Are those ambitious plans pushing spending away from employee headcounts? And is AI that following allowing those headcount reductions to happen? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth welcomed British Defense Secretary John Healey to the Pentagon Thursday, where he highlighted the Allies' collective goals for bringing peace and security to Europe.
By working to bring an end to the war in Ukraine, building sustainable deterrence on the continent, and then increasing our allied capabilities and interoperability.
Hegseth praised Britain for taking the lead within the multinational Ukraine Defense Contact Group and increasing defense spending. Healy's response?
We have, we are, and we will further.
Healy also touched on the special bond between the U.S. and the U.K.
For more than a century, your U.S. Marines and our Royal Marines have trained together, they've fought together, and too often they've died together.
Hegseth simply saying that
it's a long-standing relationship that we are very grateful for.
While Healy added that the bond is needed now more than ever. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Avoiding an audit can be as simple as filing everything correctly. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip after this.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with a Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Simple errors can result in an audit letter from the IRS.
If you got a 1099 for some income and you forgot to include it, the IRS knows that that income was paid to you.
Carl Breedlove, lead tax research analyst with the Tax Institute at H&R Block, says if something looks fraudulent, the IRS will want a closer look. CPA Stephen Zellin of Zellin & Associates.
If you don't work with a professional, there may be forms missing.
When in doubt, have a tax professional prepare your return. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, interesting here. I mentioned that I haven't seen the interview. I've got a dailycaller.com write up here. Charlie Kirk confronts Newsom over barring parents from knowing that their child identifies as transgender. So, yeah, I saw that Charlie Kirk was basically in an interview with California Governor Gavin Newsom, but I just assumed, George, I don't know if you've watched it yet or not. I've only seen some of the highlights here. I assumed that Charlie Kirk had Gavin Newsom on his show, but apparently Kat in Sydney says, she just messaged us on the Montana Talks app, she says it wasn't Charlie's interview. It wasn't a conservative platform. The interview was on Gavin Newsom's podcast.
He's got a new podcast.
Yeah. Because yes. Yeah. I remember, and the only reason I know he has a new podcast is because the Babylon Bee had a great line where they said, oh, Gavin Newsom starts new true crime podcast about how he killed California. So I would trust that Kat has got the right information on this one there. So, Kat, thanks for that message. But either way, regardless, I still think it's good to get the other side on and to ask them some questions and to hold them accountable and to just say and to get their perspective, but to call them out when they're just totally trying to spin you, which is what I think Gavin Newsom's trying to do here. But, yeah, the Daily Caller points this out. Gavin Newsom signed the Support Academic Futures, anyway, this whatever BS law. It allowed school administrators to keep any changes to a child's gender identity or sexual orientation undisclosed from their families. And we've seen instances here in Montana, like in Missoula in particular, where this has happened, where you've got, where you've got that teacher or that administrator or that counselor trying to push this woke LGBTQ agenda, encouraging kids to go down that path and then hiding it from their parents. So not only are they hiding it from their parents, but they're trying to push them down a certain path.
Correct.
With regard to their sexuality. It's crazy.
Yeah, they like messing with kids. I mean, they're trying to form them to think the way that they do. You know, it's I had my daughter goes to West High, told me that she takes this class and it's all about discussion. It's a genocide class.
And, oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's all about discussion. And she says the teacher never tells us what his opinion is. We talk about facts. He lets us talk it out, debate it, go through all that. But he never tries to influence them one way or the other. He just gives them the facts and tells them, well, you decide.
Is that Coach Stanton that still
teaches
in the class? Yeah.
It is, yes.
Yeah, no. So the reason why I knew that is because remember when Eva Kaur came to Montana, Holocaust survivor. She passed away a few years ago, but it was so,
I do remember
so
that.
Honored to have gotten a chance to meet her. Eva Kaur, she had a twin sister. And, you know, the Nazis and Hitler were, they were awful to everybody, but especially to twins. Dr. Mengele performed vicious experiments on her and her sister. And yet she figured out at one point in her life, she still had to figure out a way to forgive the people that tortured her and killed so many of her fellow Jews. And so anyway, our, you know, it was Coach Stanton who teaches this Holocaust class at West High, and our friend Rocky Erickson, the sportscaster, who brought Eva to Montana. She traveled the whole state. I remember when she was in Glendive, and I'll be in Glendive tonight. And
yeah.
Man, yeah.
And, you know, I want to point something out about that. You know, she talked about having to forgive those that did those things to her. That is not about, it's about self-healing and allowing yourself to move on. It's not about really forgiving them for the horrible things they did. It's for your own health and your own wellness that you do that.
That's right, because if you don't forgive them, then they're going to continue to hold power over you.
Correct.
And you're gonna, and your life is going to be destroyed because of the anger and the hatred. And so don't let them win is
right.
Kind of her message.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great message, too. So
great point. Before we get on, I know, George, you saw the video of the women Democrat Congress members doing their little fight videos.
Fight videos, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was embarrassed for them. And I, you know, I like to do some embarrassing things too, but I was embarrassed for them on this one. Before we get to that though, let's get to another caller. We've got Steve in Big Fork on the phone lines wanting to weigh in on this Gavin Newsom conversation as well. Steve, what's your thoughts?
Well, I just remembering, you know, people forget real easy. During COVID, we were under a tourist hat if they came here. They had to self-isolate for 2 weeks before they could be in public. Gavin flew in and went to, I believe it was Hamilton, and was shopping for cowboy clothes on his way to his ranch. And that got videotaped and brought to the public's attention. You know, it just all got swept under the table because I think they were trying to ask Bullock about it, and, you know, he just blew everybody off.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I remember
when the rumor went out that he was out shopping. I don't remember ever seeing the video because I remember I tried to track it down, and then I even had a friend who's a reporter back in Sacramento, you know, and the issue got brought up at a press conference, and I think that particular trip he wasn't actually in Hamilton, but a few other times he was. He would travel to, you know, the Stock Farm is the really cool, fancy kind of gated community with the really nice houses down there. And his in-laws actually gave money to Ron DeSantis. His in-laws voted for Donald J. Trump. And so because his wife comes from the billionaire Siebel family. And so, yeah, that's so. But what was very interesting is speaking of Ron DeSantis, and Steve, thanks for the call. When Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, remember when they were sparring back and forth? And Newsom started running TV commercials in Florida. Come to California for freedom, which is laughable on his face. And then DeSantis fires back at him. You were shutting down beaches. What do you mean, come to California for freedom? Florida is the free state. And so, but that very weekend, Ron DeSantis did an event in the Flathead Valley, and then I got word that Gavin Newsom was down in Hamilton. Well, Ron DeSantis ended up being down in Hamilton too, and the word that I heard is that both of them were on the golf course at the Stock Farm on the very same day. Now, to add to the irony, California government officials were not supposed to conduct official travel to states like Montana.
Right.
Because we did not support their radical LGBTQ or whatever agenda, or we did not support their radical abortion agenda. So if he was coming here on the official dime, that's against California law, but it was personal time.
Well, remember, it wasn't just travel. It was to do business with those states,
yeah.
Florida and all that. Yeah, that,
Montana.
That was nuts back then, but that... you know, you mentioned the beaches, and I remember when the police were harassing a single individual on a beach, there's nobody within 1,000 yards of them, and the police are like, hey, you can't be out here. I'm thinking, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And you had doctors saying, fresh air is good for you people. It's good for you. And they're like, no, you can't be outside.
Yeah, yeah. You don't, well, you didn't want to listen to real doctors. We were supposed to listen to that fraud Fauci. The whole time. Okay, so before we move on to the fight video story, some of you might be saying, hey, what did Gavin Newsom actually say to Charlie Kirk? Here you go. Charlie shared this on X.
So you right now should come out and be like, you know what? The young man who's about to win the state championship in the long jump in female sports,
right.
that shouldn't happen. You as right. the governor should step out and say no.
No, and I appreciate
But like, would you do something like that? Would you say no men in female sports?
Well, I think it's an issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that. So that's easy to call out, the unfairness of that. There's also humility and grace, you know, that these poor people are more likely to commit suicide, have anxiety and depression. And the way that people talk down to vulnerable communities is an issue that I have a hard time with as well. So both things I can hold in my hand. How can we address this issue with the kind of decency that I think, you know, is inherent in you, but not always expressed?
Oh, that guy is like the most,
a non-answer.
What a snake oil salesman he is.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of people with anxiety and depression, and they're not walking around thinking they're the opposite sex. I mean, look, those people need help, and it's sad. The whole thing is sad. Where we've gone with this is sad. But you can't take all those things away from those girls that have worked their whole careers all through school every year to do what they're doing, to go for championships, state championships, all this college championships, and then just let a guy take it away from them. I mean,
yeah.
And the crazy thing is, I don't know where all these feminists that we used to see all the time, where they're at, because they're not out there screaming about this. Not much. There's a few that are out there.
Yeah, and then they get screamed at by men wearing dresses.
Yeah.
And they get physically assaulted by men wearing dresses. Yeah. Yeah, they don't care about the mental health of the young ladies that lost their opportunities, or the woman who got her head bashed in by the male
volleyball player,
right?
Or the girls that are in the locker room with these guys.
Yeah.
Right? What about the damage you're doing to all of them? So that's what gets me is he's like, well, I feel sorry for these people because everything they go through. Well, look what you are putting everyone else through. Just because you feel sorry for them.
Not only that, but Gavin Newsom and Zoe Zephyr and these Democrats don't get to pretend they care more for kids that are struggling with gender dysphoria than the rest of us do, because Europe has already shown that when you push them down that path, that the actual suicide attempts go up after they go through these transgender
right.
treatments, not down.
Because you can't reverse it.
Yes, and because it causes all these other problems. So the policies that Zoe Zephyr in Missoula and the rest of the Democrats push actually leads to more harm and more suicide attempts by kids with gender dysphoria. But they don't care because they want to build their ranks at any cost. They want to rip this country apart at the seams to transform it into something else. All right, the fight video.
Yeah.
For a half an hour, George has been wanting to talk about the fight video.
And it's not that good. We've built it up like it's something. But
well,
yeah.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It's pretty funny. But they can't see it, but I think they get the picture. All right, back right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George, I know you want to talk about the VA and the fear campaign being put out there by the media, but first, let's get to it now. Okay, so if anybody hasn't seen the Democrat members of Congress posting their little fight video, how would you describe the video, George?
So it's supposed to look like an old video game, where a fight video where the character drops in and you select which one you want. And that's what it is. It's select your fighter.
Okay. And then they're in a fighting stance or something like
and
that.
And that's why they're bouncing up and down, because it's supposed to mimic the old video games. Well, it's pick your fighter. Well, it just turns out to, it sends a different message. It doesn't say, we're tough, pick your fighter. And if you look at who all the people are, you'll get the point. AOC
Alexandria
is one
Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
And Jasmine Crockett, who's the new crock of Adam Schiff on Capitol Hill now.
But see, they're going to these extremes to try and look cool, to try and get the younger generation of people to vote for them. But it smacks of John Tester and Cory Booker. Remember when they did these videos of them running all over Capitol Hill, tackling each other because they're going to tackle the big issues? And it was so, my daughter would say, cringe. It was so cringe. And this video is just like that. And we're seeing that so many of this group of Democrats are not listening to their party. They're not listening to the people that have been there in a long time, because the message right now is everybody shut up. Because, you know, my favorite thing, Aaron, is in this country, you're allowed to speak all you want and show everybody just how stupid you really are.
Yeah.
Because it's your right.
Yeah, our producer Caden was saying, yeah, it's like Mortal Kombat was the video game back in the day, where you pick your fighter or something. But yeah, and then the contrast of it too is that, look, everybody knows Donald J. Trump is a fighter. Everybody can see it. I mean, just show us the photo of the blood dripping down his face while he holds his fist in the air saying, fight, fight, fight. But what's interesting is, like, yeah, it's the Democrats were supposed to be the ones that were cool with the young people. They now recognize that they're not the cool people. You were the ones that were telling them to shut up and wear masks, and you're the ones, like, you know, telling, you know, girls that men can show up in their locker room, still are. And so, but Donald Trump, he is cool with young people. In fact, Donald Trump, his approval ratings among the 18 to 39 crowd are 60%. 65 and up is only 45%. So He is cool. He is fun. He was funny the other night. These people are the grumpy, angry old men holding up their cane, yelling off into the wilderness.
Right. It's crazy. And you're right. People see results. So for years, we've had these politicians that they promise us this, promise us that. And one of the things that I think you're seeing is, it used to be enough to get a vote to give somebody something. Hey, we're going to give this to you. This is important to you. We're going to give it to you. Give me your vote. And nowadays people are like, you know, that's really not working. That's not working out for me. And I think it's important. So did you see Stephen A. Smith on The View the other day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So
he's an ESPN commentator.
Yeah.
Black, pretty much a Democrat, but he's calling out the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. And he's got a big audience, right? So Joy Behar is saying, well, I just don't see that this is a mandate, because Trump only won the popular vote by this percent, and he only got the Electoral College by this. And I just don't see that the American people really want this, because I don't see a mandate. And Stephen A. Smith sitting there shaking his head. And when she got done, he goes, wait a minute. He won the popular vote. He won the Electoral College. He won every single swing state there is. And he laid it out for her, and she couldn't say anything. She just was kind of, because she knew she met somebody, ran into somebody that knew what they were talking about, right? They weren't just going along with her inference. But he laid it out, and he goes, that's a mandate.
Yeah.
That is a mandate.
Speaking of women fighters, George, you and I were talking about this during the break. Remember the big Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight? Well, the fight itself wasn't big, but the hype leading up to it was big. The Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight was a big letdown for a lot of people. People were angry after what a non-fight that turned out to be. But the two women that fought before them, wow, that was an insane fight. My goodness. And in fact, it reminded me, the Fusion Fight League. I was at the Fusion Fights, I think a few days before that fight, and there were two women that fought at the Fusion Fights. Young gal named Sam from Billings, who I've actually sparred with at the APC gym before in a boxing class there, and then King Kai Stewart out of Great Falls, the bare knuckle fight champ. His girlfriend was the other fighter. Those two were just blow for blow in an incredible boxing match, and it was very similar to the two women that fought before, right? Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Well, I went to the fights here in Billings one year. You gave me some tickets. I went and sat down there with one of your sponsors, and the fight with the women was the best fight of the night. It was. They go all out, and, I mean, they put it all out there. They leave it all in the ring.
I've lost every fight with my wife, I can tell you that. So just don't even try to say anything, guys. You know, if there's any young guys out there, just, you're not going to win. Don't even try the fight. Speaking of the two women boxers, here we go. Michelle Polino with Fox News Radio.
Netflix is bringing back Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano for round three, announcing Thursday that the boxers' next showdown will take place Friday, July 11th, live from Madison Square Garden. Their last fight in November streamed on Netflix alongside the Jake Paul Mike Tyson card. It was a massive hit, with a streamer calling it the most watched professional women's sporting event in U.S. history. But it also ended in controversy, as Taylor won by unanimous decision with many questioning the judge's call.
Yeah, I remember that seemed like they made the wrong call on that one. Yeah, the Fusion Fight one, they actually called it a tie between the two. But I think they could have called it one way or another. But either way, the two ladies did an incredible job there. Let's see. The VA, George, the VA. The latest fear campaign, the latest scare tactic is from the fake news media is that, well, Trump's going to fire all these VA workers and our veterans are going to suffer.
Yeah.
So, and you've got the best summary of this of all.
So, you know, I saw the Democrats holding those signs during Trump's speech, and one of them said, you know, help veterans and this stuff. And I'm sick and tired of people using this as a tool like that. But here's the thing, and I saw some veterans this week that were at first up in arms about this, and I said, let me put this into perspective for you. The budget now is over $350 billion with a B dollars. 4 years ago, it was $150 billion. They doubled the VA budget in 4 years, not a single thing improved. So that just reinforces my assertion for all these years that throwing money at something doesn't fix it. In fact, you have the new VA secretary that is in there, and he talks about this, Secretary Doug Collins. He said, if the answer was money and people, then we should have solved our problems at the VA a long time ago. It's not resources. That is the thing. And you know, John Boehner was here in Billings one time. You remember Crying John?
Oh, yeah.
Speaker of the House.
And that was probably 10 years ago now.
It was a while. And he was given a speech, and afterwards he came back to the back room. I stood there and talked to him, and he said, George, you know, if your veteran service organizations would just get out of the way, I could get the money that we need at the VA. And I said, you know, respectfully, it's not money that we need. And he wanted to argue.
It's a bureaucratic BS.
Yeah, he wanted to argue with me. And I said, you can throw all the money at it that you want to. It won't fix the problem. And so we have a staffing issue there. And they're talking about letting go 80,000 VA employees. Well, there is a glut of employees, government employees that are there. And it's if you get down and look at the truth and the details about it, it is hard to get fired from the VA, even if you are a poor performer, because the union is so strong, the government employees union.
And it ends up harming veterans.
Yeah.
When you have bad people that don't get fired from the VA, then you have bad service for veterans. So they doubled the budget. Even if they do end up trimming the number of employees, that number takes us back to 2019 staffing levels.
Yeah, pre-COVID.
And so, but the point is that not only did things not improve under the last 4 years of the VA with Joe Biden and John Tester calling the shots, and they had more money and they had more staff, things actually declined. Things actually got worse because they started undermining the reforms that President Trump delivered in his first term. And all they wanted to do was expand the federal bureaucracy instead of actually improve the services delivered to veterans. So we actually saw a decline in the midst of more money and more staff. So, no, excellent point by George Blackard. Joining us on this Freedom Friday. Quick break. More with George and your phone calls right after this. Plus, we've got open phones for the entire 9 o'clock hour today as well.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I was glad to see this. Yesterday on this program, we played the insanity and the, frankly, vile comments at MSDNC. Rachel Maddow, conspiracy theorist, and Nicole Wallace, this young man who at the age of 8 was given 5 months to live. He's now 13, wants to be a police officer, as the father of DJ Daniel. Heard the comments of conspiracy theorist Maddow and company. She needs to shut her mouth if she has nothing nice to say. This lady didn't even serve time in the military. I was on the USS Kitty Hawk. He doesn't need to put her bad energy on us.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Look, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and then trying to blockade us when we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw your overpriced big wireless contract overboard as well. Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company, my cell phone company, says no to inflated prices. With a qualifying plan, you can choose an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for $0. And yes, this is for premium service on America's most dependable 5G network. Get your iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy, $0 qualifying plan by dialing #250. Say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. No hassle, no gimmicks, just honest to goodness wireless price right. #250, keyword save now. Claim your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, which is America's wireless company. Visit puretalk.com for details.
It's March 7th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Flapjacks Day, and let's get this out of the way. There's no difference between pancakes, griddle cakes, or flapjacks. They are the same thing, a delicious filling food which we all enjoy from 8 to 80. The pioneers would start their days with a hearty breakfast of flapjacks to power them through a tough day of riding treacherous trails. Today, however, we get to enjoy flapjacks any way we want. Also on this date, in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell received a patent for his revolutionary new invention, the telephone. And in 1965, the Bloody Sunday March took place in Selma, Alabama, as 600 black civil rights marchers were attacked by members of the Alabama State Police as they attempted to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. The brutal carnage was televised and became a turning point in the civil rights movement. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Great. If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
You know, George, as you and I were talking off air about the VA stuff, they got more money. They got more people. And yet services under Joe Biden and John Tester declined because all they cared about was their bureaucrats and expanding the bureaucracy. And not only did the veterans suffer as a result, but so did our great doctors and nurses and other support staff at these local VA clinics. They get just as ticked off at the bureaucracy as you and I do because they're there to serve our veterans. And so get that bureaucratic bloat out of their way too. But as you and I were talking about that off air, I spotted a tweet by Kat in Sydney. She shared a tweet from DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. The VA canceled a $56,000 contract to water 8 plants for 5 years. That's $1,400 a plant per year. The contract has now been canceled, and Doge will water the plants free of charge. Just to water plants.
I got two thoughts on that. One, that is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, that they would do that. Two, whoever gave them that contract to sign, okay, one, you're pretty smart. You got a lot of money for nothing. But two, you should be ashamed of yourselves for doing that. But that is exactly the type of thing we're talking about. Throwing more money at the VA doesn't help, especially when they're spending it on things like that. That's a great example.
And George, let's be honest. If veterans like you and me walk into the VA, you could buy fake plants and we won't know the difference. We'll be like, oh, look at these nice looking plants. Yeah, they're fake. Oh, cool.
Great. Right. You don't have to water them.
Ooh, even
smart
better.
Move. Hell yeah.
Even better. Yeah. Yeah, you killed my love fern.
Well, you know, it's crazy. And it's not just the VA, but the Department of Homeland Security, they're ending collective bargaining for their transportation security officers. Here's one. You should go out and look this up because it's really pretty incredible. Out of 432 federalized airports, 374 have fewer than 200 TSA officers performing screening functions. So what they found is these officers are paid by the government but work full-time on union matters and do not retain certification to perform screening functions. They're paying these people to do union work and not keep us safe, not do these inspections. They're useless because they don't keep their certifications either.
Crazy.
So that's a great another example. And it says,
well, see, because if they're doing federal union activities, what does that really mean? They're helping Democrats with elections.
There you go.
So that's more important than security in our aviation industry.
And this is just like the VA. It says 60% of poor performers are not allowed to stay employed. Okay, they stay employed and continue to not perform. So you know we need reform, and we're getting it, and things will be better in the long run. I truly believe that.
Yeah. Well, George, great seeing you this Freedom Friday. I'm glad you're back home for a little while, at least about a minute or so to go here before we run out of time. And then the 9 o'clock hour, it's Open Lines Friday. President Trump, did you see this? 45 minutes. He's just sitting at the Oval Office desk, just sitting there, just BSing with all of the reporters, just having a conversation with these reporters. It's like, this is the most transparent guy in freaking American presidential history, for one. But two, there was this really funny moment. Peter Doocy, they were talking about how Elon Musk and Trump are going to rescue the astronauts that Joe Biden left in space. And Peter Doocy asked Trump if he would go with them. And he's like, oh, you want me to go to space, do you? Wouldn't that be hilarious? Now, Trump was like, I think I'm going to stay here.
That would just be the ultimate.
First ever president to go to space. Wouldn't that just be hilarious? Yeah. They would lose their freaking minds.
You'd have Democrats jumping off buildings.
I'm traveling to another world right now. You know.
Yes, it's going to be great. It's very great. Yeah, yeah, it's true. Hey, you know, Aaron, thanks for the show. It was a great show today. Hey, if you're out there and you're struggling, don't despair. People love you, and there's answers out there.
And just call your buddy just to check in.
Do a vet check, a buddy check.
Good reminder. All right, George. Well, it's so great that we get to see you. Thanks for popping in.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
AI has already arrived in the economy, as many of us know from firsthand experience. It appears to be arriving in the job market in ways that not everyone has appreciated, because the job growth experienced by the economy in the last 18 months has become a lot more hollow than it was earlier in the post-COVID expansion. Higher-paying manufacturing, corporate, finance, and information jobs made up about a quarter of all net new jobs created in the national economy up through mid-2023. But since that time, hiring has basically stopped. In the last 18 months, 20% of net new jobs have been government jobs, especially local government. The pattern is consistent with the individual stories of big tech companies like Meta, which have made significant headcount reductions and say they are planning more. Those same companies are announcing huge spending on data centers to serve the demands of AI. Are those ambitious plans pushing spending away from employee headcounts? And is AI that allowing those headcount reductions to happen? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.